1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. If you have AT&T cell service, you may have felt disconnected for much of the day Tuesday. There was a nationwide issue where many could not make calls. After 7 hours, it's now resolved. But, says CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur,
a lot of people don't have landlines in their homes anymore. They completely rely on cell phones. And so in these instances where there's disruption to the networks or they're not working the way they're expected to, suddenly you're facing a breakdown in communication with the rest of the world.
The website Down Detector also showed a spike of outage reports by Verizon customers in the afternoon. Well, they've been boiling water for days in Atlanta, but come morning, all should be back to normal. It's after two huge water main breaks. Bridget Spencer is with CBS TV affiliate WANF.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel here. We just spoke with one of the contractors. Really, what they're doing is kind of just sealing things up, but the repairs to that pipe that we've been talking about, that really has been done. So things they're saying should get back to normal between 7 and 11 in the morning.
President Biden's new immigration order restricts asylum claims along the border. CBS's Lily Luciano is in Nogales, Arizona, where some say the timing could have something to do with the upcoming U.S. elections.
I think it's devastating news.
Joanna Williams runs the Kino Border Initiative, serving migrants in Nogales, Mexico.
Well, what's been interesting in the last several months is it actually hasn't been that busy.
Here.
And in this sector, the numbers have been going down. The timing of this order is therefore purely political.
It was the first day of testimony in the federal gun trial of Hunter Biden. Our Scott McFarland is at the courthouse in Delaware.
Prosecutors for special counsel David Weiss opened their case, telling the six-man, six-woman Delaware jury, no one is above the law. Addiction may not be a choice, but lying and buying a gun is a choice. Biden has pleaded not guilty to unlawfully possessing a gun while using or addicted to drugs and making false statements applying for the gun in October 2018 for not acknowledging drug use at the time.
And for a second day, First Lady Jill Biden was inside the courtroom supporting her stepson. San Diego shortstop Tucapita Marcano will never play Major League Baseball again. He's banned after they found out he was betting on his own team. Jake Mintz is with Yahoo Sports.
MLB would not have released all of these statements and given him a lifetime ban if they didn't have proof. And so I would be very skeptical. I would be doubtful if we see Marcano playing in Major League Baseball.
And Marcano was one of several players who received reprimands from the MLB for gambling on the sport. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has filed felony charges against two attorneys and an aide of former President Donald Trump. Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are facing charges of forgery for submitting paperwork falsely claiming Trump had won Wisconsin in the 2020 election. Call says the investigation is ongoing.
We're going to follow the facts wherever they lead. The investigation is not focused on any particular person, but on those facts and what information we can gather.
Each felony charge is punishable by up to 6 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. Chesbro, Troupas, and Roman are due in court on September 19th. A woman from Madison won the Ironman European Championship on Monday in Germany. It was 39-year-old Jackie Herring's first Ironman in 9 years. Herring is expected to race in the Ironman World Championship in September. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall in extras. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Philadelphia defeated Milwaukee 2-1 in 10 innings yesterday. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers had their opportunities.
We had opportunities. We didn't get the ball in the air one time. We didn't make contact in the outfield a couple times. And, we had opportunities to take the lead.
The Brewers and Phillies play this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. Packers OTAs continue this week. Coach Matt LaFleur says the team's got a good energy.
I think every time we step in the meeting rooms, there's been great energy, great interaction with the guys. I think that's part of the process is just how we can come together. And I think that's a great part of the offseason.
That's a sentiment shared by wide receiver Bo Melton.
You can tell as soon as you walk in the locker room, we just play games together, just chill together, you know, play basketball, anything. And so when we go out on the field, the same thing, we all work hard. So we love the vibe, we love the energy that we bring into the team right now.
For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heavy rainfall a possibility over the next 24 hours with showers and storms here in the overnight, lower 60s and southwest winds developing. Wednesday, another round of showers and storms, then skies will eventually turn sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll be moving with the Malcors. Ben and Deanna Malcor join us.
Then Tarl Knight from the Tarleton Theater swings by and will update us on some of the events that are on the horizon.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Number of things to talk about here. Number one, this jaw-dropping report from the Economic Policy Institute, EPI dot whatever it is. You'll have to look it up. They found that CEO pay from 1978 to 2022 went up 1,209.2%. 1,209% CEO pay from 1978 to 2022. Now, why would that be? Of course, because Ronald Reagan and then George W. Bush and then Donald Trump all reduced taxes on the CEO class. And also, Reagan changed the regulations around stock buybacks, which used to be very, very heavily regulated, and now are just like, hey, you know, it's free for all. And the result of that is that CEOs are making a bloody fortune, and average working people are out in the cold. So anyhow, that the CEO pay went up 1,209%, whereas the average worker's pay during that same period of time from 1978 to 2022 went up 15.3%. So what we're seeing is that now today, the average CEO in an S&P 500 company makes more in one day than their workers make in an entire year, which would be more than, what, 365 to one? In the last 12 months, median compensation of chief executives at major U.S.-listed firms increased by 12.6%. Now, the average worker in the United States is getting a raise. We've seen this, you know, and this is in large part because President Biden has been encouraging unionization and that sort of thing. The average worker pay went up by 4.1% last year, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. But CEO pay in the last year went up 12.6% from $16.3 million on average in 2023. Nice work if you can get it. $16 million, that's about $1 million every 3 weeks, roughly. Can you imagine every 3 weeks opening your bank statement and seeing that an additional $1 million just got added? $1 million? That would mean that every week you'd be depositing about $300,000, if I'm doing the math in my head right, it'd be about $300,000 every week in your bank account being added, which would be, you know, a five-day week, what would that be, about $60,000 a day? Again, I'm not good at math in my head. I don't take my numbers to the bank, but that's a lot of money. I just don't see why anybody or how anybody is worth that kind of money. I get it if somebody starts a company, you know, Jeff Bezos kind of thing, you know, with Amazon, that, you know, over time the company grows in part because of their efforts and, you know, the value of their stock, the value of their ownership of that company increases. I get that. But just somebody who's been hired to be the CEO of a company. There's no shortage of people who have good skills, who are very talented, who've been to business school, or just have good business sense. It's like this has become cartelized, this whole, you know, let's be a CEO and get massively rich. The other story I want to share with you this hour, and then I'll pick up your phone calls, is about a pair of Texas professors who are very, very upset right now. This is, they're at the University of Austin. Their names are Daniel Bonavac and John Hatfield. Probably no relationship to the Hatfields and McCoys. I don't know. Maybe. But anyway, they have petitioned a court to allow them to flunk their young women students who take a week or two off to get an abortion, or even a few days off to get an abortion. You know, miss class for a couple days. They wrote, pregnancy is, in this court filing, they wrote, pregnancy is not a disease and elective abortions are not health care. Because pregnancy is a result of voluntary and consensual sexual intercourse, they write, students shouldn't be allowed to get time off to get an abortion. And if they disobey and miss class, the filing continues, the professor should be allowed to flunk them. Additionally, Bonavac says that he has the right to refuse to employ a teaching assistant who has had an abortion, calling women who have had abortions criminals. The problem that they have is that Title IX, which is federal law, it was signed into law by President Nixon back in 1972. Title IX gives specific protections to students and teachers in educational space. And one of those specific protections is that you must treat women the same as you treat men. Now, men don't ask for time off to get abortions, but they do ask for medical time off. And so the issue at play here is whether taking time off to get an abortion is actually medical time off or criminal time off, in the words of these two professors. And one of them also, they also in their filing, they said that they are upset that they're not allowed to punish students for, quote, for being homosexual or transgender. And they also want to be able to penalize teaching assistants for, quote, cross-dressing. In other words, being trans. But this is where it's going to get interesting. These guys, these two professors teach in Austin, Texas. Amarillo, Texas is hundreds of miles away. But they filed this lawsuit in Amarillo, Texas, because Donald Trump appointed Matthew Kaczmarek to the federal bench in Amarillo, Texas. And Matthew Kaczmarek is this right-wing anti-abortion, formerly an anti-abortion lawyer, now an anti-abortion judge. He's the judge who ruled that mifepristone should not be approved by the Food and Drug Administration and needs to be taken off the market. He's the judge who is pushing the idea of enforcing the Comstock Act. He's the judge who wants women to be second-class citizens, as obviously do these two professors. And so it's a 486-mile trip from Austin to Amarillo, but that's where they went. And, you know, they're hopeful that Matthew Kaczmarek will rule in their favor. So stay tuned. We'll probably get a ruling on this in the next month or so. And I think it's going to be really interesting. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. Meanwhile, final story here, and then I'll pick up your calls. 10 Republican senators have now said, in response to Donald Trump being convicted of 34 felonies in court in New York, 10 Republican senators have said, we're not going to take it. We're going to grind the Senate to a halt because of Alvin Bragg. And the 10 senators are Mike Lee, J.D. Vance, Tommy Tuberville, Eric Schmidt, Marsha Blackburn, Rick Scott, Roger Marshall, Marco Rubio, Josh Hawley, and Ron Johnson. And they say in this letter to, I'm not sure who it's to, I think it's to all of us. They say the White House has made a mockery of the rule of law and fundamentally altered our politics in un-American ways. As if the White House had anything to do with what Alvin Bragg does. I didn't know that Alvin Bragg took his marching orders from Joe Biden, you know. And frankly, he doesn't, and we all know that. In fact, both Alvin Bragg and Joe Biden have confirmed that in the last 24 hours. But in any case, they go on to say, as a Senate Republican conference, we are unwilling to aid and abet the White House in its project to tear this country apart. To that end, we will not, one, allow any increase in non-security relating funding for this administration or any appropriations bills which funds partisan lawfare. Two, vote to confirm this administration's political and judicial appointees. And three, allow expedited consideration and passage of Democrat legislation or authorities that are not directly relevant to the safety of the American people. Sounds like a pretty serious threat, doesn't it? Here's the problem. They've been doing this for 2 years now, for almost 2 years now. Arguably, they've been doing it longer than that. They've been doing it for almost 4 years now. These 10 senators, along with several of their buddies, they routinely filibuster every single piece of legislation the Democrats bring forward. They routinely refuse to vote for non-security related bills. They routinely refuse to confirm judges and political and judicial appointees. And they routinely ignore or fight against expedited consideration and passage of legislation. So nothing's changed. But, you know, we've got these 10 senators just whining. And they're so upset that Donald Trump committed crimes and he got caught trying to steal. Well, not trying, successfully stealing the 2016 election. I mean, this is the thing that it just, this was the number one thing about Donald Trump's trial here in New York State or New York City that makes me crazy is that what he is charged with is denying you and me, the American public, denying us, denying Republican voters the right to know about his moral turpitude, basically. After the Access Hollywood tape came out, what, 3 weeks before the election, as I recall, 3 or 4 weeks before the election, a number of Republicans stood up on their hind legs for a brief moment in time and said, Donald Trump needs to step down and Mike Pence needs to be our nominee. A bunch of them, including some of these senators. And then, of course, you know, Melania Trump suggested that they should just say it's locker room talk and, you know, it kind of just passed. Well, it wouldn't have just passed if the following, and in fact, actually, the day that the Access Hollywood tape came out, an hour after the Access Hollywood tape came out, Julian Assange, in coordination with the Kremlin, released the Hillary Clinton emails and the emails from one of the other big Democratic bigwigs at the time, which completely shifted the storyline. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, you had Jim Comey coming out, you know, the head of the FBI, the Republican-appointed head of the FBI, lifelong Republican, saying, and we're going to look into Hillary. Had instead the story been the story that both Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels were trying to sell to the National Enquirer, had the story been, oh, and by the way, while his wife was nursing their son, they'd only been married a year and a half, less than 2 years. While his wife was nursing their son, he was porking a porn star and a Playboy bunny. Donald Trump would not have become president. He succeeded in stealing the 2016 election with these bribes. And the media just doesn't talk about it like that.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And they really should. I mean, this is really the theft of an election. I'll be back with your calls right after this. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I used to be so uncomfortable on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, I can get you up to 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to cozyearth.com/Tom and enter the promo code Tom at checkout. That's T-H-O-M. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy even if you're not completely satisfied. If you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to cozyearth.com/Tom right now and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at cozyearth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. I love these sheets. I just have to tell you, I honestly love them. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's cozyearth.com/Tom. All right, 24 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? I see that now since President Biden has removed the restrictions on using U.S. weapons to hit military targets in Russia, Ukraine just used the HIMARS system to take out Russian anti-defense missile systems and aircraft in Russia proper.
Really?
And Holland is agreed to supply F-16s to Ukraine with no restrictions on using them to hit military targets in Russia. So I think those are two steps in the right direction.
I agree. I didn't know that they had had that successful raid. I must have missed that in the news today. Thank you for that, George.
Yeah, that was just today or yesterday, just recently.
Yeah. Good news.
Definitely, yeah, because, Putin wins in Ukraine. You know where he's going next, Poland and the Baltic. So we have to let Ukraine win and supply him with whatever they need.
I'm with you. Thanks for sharing that, George. It's always nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call.
Keep up the good work.
I'll do my best. Michelle in Hillsdale, Michigan. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just had an idea of Hunter Biden's case.
Mm-hmm.
The question on that form about do you use drugs or are you addicted?
Right.
Isn't that kind of a violation of your Fifth Amendment rights not to incriminate yourself? You're filing a federal form and you're admitting to committing a criminal act.
That's a good point. I think, part of his defense, in addition to saying that the form was pre-filled out, is that he had just gotten out of rehab when he got this gun, and he was sober. And so he was saying, no, I'm not addicted to drugs right now. I mean, it had only been 2 weeks, but hey. We'll see how it comes out. But I'm surprised that Republicans are not rallying to his defense, because this is a gun rights case, right? I mean, if you the guns are a God-given right, you should be on Hunter Biden's side.
Yeah, I would think that, too. But, it just strikes me as that question itself is a violation of your Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate yourself.
Yeah. It seems, you're incriminating yourself in exchange for a privilege. And that's arguably a different thing than, just incriminating yourself, for example, in a criminal proceeding.
So I
suspect that that's why it's not an issue, why that's not an issue that his lawyers are bringing up. But don't take that to the bank. I'm not an attorney. Michelle, thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Good talking to you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president, just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court, and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream, and next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all just hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and since it's once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love Feeding Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. Ooh, welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, James in Spokane, Washington. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you today? Well, needless to say, you're doing copacetic.
I am.
Concerning Christianity, now, I was raised very well as a Catholic, and I don't know if it's exactly the same in these characteristics I want to mention briefly here about Christianity, but basically there's heaven and hell. And I mean, if
and
your
purgatory.
Sins are not absolved,
and purgatory.
In Catholicism, that is.
Yeah.
So if your sins are not absolved, you can't go to heaven. So, I mean, there's two options. They also believe in limbo for the innocent infant.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, it's heaven or hell. And it's like, what kind of heaven is it if you're sitting up there wondering about poor old Tom Arnold or whoever in hell being suffering forever? You know, your uncle, your aunt, your mother and father.
Right.
They're there because they weren't absolved of sin. You're in heaven in glory, but, you know, they're forever suffering. And, you know, that doesn't really seem very logical or reasonable. But, look, concerning your attitude, I've been wanting to say something a long time. And believe me, I'm not pro-Putin whatsoever. I'm all for fairness and honesty and all that stuff, the American way. But I think you need to check yourself on the Ukraine issue and, you know, maybe reboot your psyche or something, because Russia's in a position we put them in, painted them into that corner.
That's not
like
true.
Every other nation in this
that
country.
That is absolutely not true, James. Russia attacked Ukraine, period. And by the way, Vladimir Putin came right out and in his two-hour speech about five, six months ago, he came out and said, this has nothing to do with NATO. He said, this is because Ukraine is not a real country. The original capital of Russia was Kyiv, which is true. That's where the Vikings set up the Russian Empire. It was originally Kyiv.
I didn't mention NATO, Tom. My point was kind of along the lines that we've been oppressing anybody that doesn't go along with us, anybody that we don't like, or anybody that we painted as a perennial enemy gets oppressed financially, economically by us, and we're very strong.
We had reached out to Russia, James. You know, Hillary Clinton went over there with her reset button. We were having bilateral trade agreements with Russia. We were trying to work things out with them, and then they decided, and then Putin decided he was going to try and get the band back together. He was going to reassemble the empire that Catherine the Great had put together. This was a vicious attack on a nearby democracy and a terrorist attack. He has killed over 100,000 civilians. He's kidnapped over 100,000 children and sold them into prostitution in Russia.
Democracy? Tom, where was this democracy?
In Ukraine.
Was it like as strong as our democracy here?
I think, frankly, it was stronger when Zelensky came in. He came in as an anti-corruption candidate, and he started cleaning the place up. But James, you know, you can try to nickel and dime this thing all day long, but the bottom line is Russia is behaving like a terrorist state. They have bombed hospitals.
But they're where they are because we've treated them that way.
No, they're absolutely, Jeremy, they're absolutely not. Russia is acting like a terrorist state right now, and they're literally killing civilians every day. I don't understand how you can defend that, James. How can you defend Moscow stealing 100,000 Russian children? This is Russia, which is the second largest producer of child pornography in the world, and bragging about the fact that they have stolen these children and sold them in the open marketplace in Russia. How can you defend that?
Tried to bankrupt. We've been.
How can you defend that? How can you defend that? How can you defend bombing schools? How can you defend bombing maternity hospitals?
Can I say a word?
You've been saying words all along, James. You've got no defense here. This is a criminal regime.
I'm not defending any separate action, Tom. I'm talking about 80 years of economic oppression against the nation. We've tried to
bankrupt. That does not justify Russia's attack on Ukraine.
I'm not justifying anything.
You absolutely are trying to here, and I'm not going to let you do it.
I am not. I'm trying to explain why we're where we're at.
Where are we at? We're defending a fellow democracy. We're defending the largest country in Europe right now. Ukraine is physically the largest country in Europe. It is a democracy. We are defending an ally.
We're not a democracy, and that was never a democracy.
Oh,
come on.
Okay, James, I'm moving along. Enough of the BS. Brian in Tacoma. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Tough one on that last one.
He's a tanky. You know, tankies are fundamentally irrational.
Yeah. So,
or at least fundamentally anti-American.
There's a lot of hand-wringing by, you know, Democrats. And I don't mean elected ones. I mean me and you and just people out there talking to friends and family and whatever, and like worried that a certain set of Democrats or center people or undecideds, I don't know how there's any undecideds, but anyway, will like not be inspired by Biden or, you know, like, yeah, they hate Trump, but they're, oh, it's all the same, I'm not going to vote, all that. So I just wanted to share with your listeners that I've had much more luck when I encounter a friend or family member that's sort of in that category, that mm-hmm. they may or may not vote. They're not voting for Trump, but they may or may not vote. They might write in Cornell West or Kennedy or who knows, whatever. But is that, like, when they say, oh, Biden doesn't inspire me, what has he done, he's too old. If you try and refute all that, I disagree with all that stuff. But if you try and refute that, they're like, yeah, but my eggs are expensive because of greedflation, but they don't see it. My gas is expensive because Russia.
These are pathetic statements of privilege is what they are.
Right. So, but I've had much more luck with not even engaging on that issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't convince them about Biden, but instead saying, yeah, God, just imagine, though, what Donald Trump would do and his people would do to you and you know, what their policies will do. And I've had much more luck that way with swaying them, maybe probably more likely to actually vote. Again, they're never voting Trump, but, you know, they understand, God, yeah, you know, like, what's going to happen to me? And don't just say to them, but to your friends and your family and your neighbors and stuff. Yeah. What is the Trump regime going to do to you?
If you dare speak out against them, yes.
Yeah, and I'm not really suggesting that elected Democrats and pundits and stuff only take that. That's important, but I'm not suggesting that they only take that tack. Also, keep saying what Joe Biden's done. I'm 52. He's been the best president in my lifetime, you know, like, but to my surprise. I wanted Elizabeth Warren, but to my surprise. But
yeah,
anyway.
Same here.
You're going to get that sort of on the fence, should I vote, should I not, you know, I hate Trump, but blah, blah, it's all the same. That person is going to be much more motivated by fear than yeah, but what has Biden done? Because my eggs are still expensive.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. You're getting redundant, Brian. I get it. Your point is well made. Thank you very much. Mike in Wheeling, West Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to make a point about voting. But first of all, I'd like to say your book club is a listening, learning experience, and I really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the point I want to make on voting, I'm 78 years old. I'm a disabled veteran. And I voted 1968 was the first time I voted. I turned 21. Mm-hmm. It'd be 21 then. I was over in Vietnam in the combat area. And when things kind of settled down, we went back to the barracks, and the officer asked me if you'd like to vote. And I said, absolutely, I'd like to. So I did. I didn't know who to vote for because we didn't have cell phones or computers or anything like that. But he said, well, Nixon said he's going to end the war in 6 months to a year. So I voted for Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that never happened.
Yeah, Nixon was lying.
Point I'm trying to make is I was in a combat zone with an M16 rifle strapped over my shoulder, and I voted. So there's no reason whatsoever, Tom, in my opinion, that anybody that is eligible to vote should vote. There's no excuses. I mean, you got 4 years to get registered for the general election.
Yeah.
You know, you could check to see if you're purged or anything like that. There's still all kinds of ways you can vote. But if I voted in a combat zone with an M16 rifle with me, does that make shouldn't everybody go vote? There's no excuses not to vote. That's what I wanted to say, Tom.
Yeah, well, you said it very well, Mike, and I agree with your sentiment. I think you're absolutely right. There are a lot of people who find out that they've been purged from the voting rolls the day that they show up to vote and their vote, and they're handed a provisional ballot. But otherwise, I'm with you. Mike, thank you. Well said. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Interesting. President Biden is going to give a press conference or a speech or comments or whatever shortly about shutting down the border, the southern border. Stay tuned. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all just hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. And once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And it's 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Brad in Fife Lake, Michigan. Hey, Brad, what's up? Thanks for listening to Sirius XM.
Not much. How you doing? My observation as I've been listening to talk about Biden's, the trial here. I keep hearing that they're saying that Biden was on drugs when he purchased the weapon. My first question would be, how do you know he was on drugs? Did you do a blood test at that time to prove that he was on drugs?
Yeah. Well, apparently what happened was he wrote in his autobiography that he was continuing to abuse drugs after he got out of rehab. He didn't write, by the way, I was high on drugs when I bought a gun. They're taking those words of his and using them to suggest that it was a continuous process rather than that he was sober for a couple of weeks after he got out of rehab.
Yeah.
But he did relapse.
And say, okay, prove it that he was on drugs, even though, he wrote in his biography. A lot of people get a little overzealous in what they're writing about themselves, So where is the proof?
Well, I'll say this, and Biden's not going to say this, but I believe this is a political prosecution. I think that Biden should not have renewed Mr. Weiss, the special prosecutor. He should not have renewed his franchise. This seems like much ado about nothing to me, but. But that said, let's let the criminal justice system do what it does and do it without complaint. Thanks a lot, Brad. Good talking to you. Elaine in Amherst, Massachusetts. Hey, Elaine, thanks for listening to WHMP. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Grateful to chat with you. So, like with your previous caller, the news story you reported on much earlier in the hour about the Texas professors, it's just not kind of passing the sniff test for me for a couple of reasons. Lived in Austin for about 14 years, and now we're up in the beautiful Pioneer Valley, and my husband's a professor. And so there are a couple issues in terms of, first of all, HIPAA, and then secondly, student privacy. How in the world do these professors know this information about their students? Now, yes, people talk, that kind of thing, but what do you think? Where are they getting this from?
I don't know. Everything I was sharing with you was literally from their court filing before Matthew Kaczmarek. And did not disclose how they intend to find out. I think that probably more than You know, this might be more symbolic than actual, but it's the beginning of the process of diminishing the Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights of women in the context of abortion, in my opinion.
Sure, of course. Yeah, and exactly, that's the intent. And so I'm just like, obviously, it's a horrible thing. And so I was just kind of curious, because I heard you doing David Pakman or Stephanie Miller also before hearing it on your show. And I want to know more about this. So, well, thank you for taking the call. And I'll stay tuned and we'll find out.
Thanks a lot, Elaine. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Susan in Redding, California. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say something about what your first statement was about Christianity, and how a lot of things have been, bad things have been done in that name. I wanted to say it isn't Christianity. It's the people that have been using the name Christianity that have been doing the bad things over the centuries.
That's my point. I call myself a Christian, Susan. I'm just not an evangelical. If somebody else is not a Christian, that's fine with me. Whereas an evangelical would say, hey, if you're not a Christian, I got to convert you. That's my obligation.
Well, it's not even that. It's just that they call themselves Christians and evangelicals. But the Bible says nothing about being an evangelical. Jesus said, you've got to feed the poor. You know, Jesus said, a sign is you clothe the naked, you feed the poor, you give them drink, you visit them in prison. The Bible talks about being kind and don't provoke
Jesus
people
does.
And don't be arrogant.
Paul said, bring the good news to all the nations of the world. So, you know, that's the basis of evangelism.
They want power.
What happened was, you know, in the first century, basically Paul, who had never met Jesus, reinvented Christianity from a Jewish sect to a, you know, he kind of reinvented it in the mode of, one of the Greek gods kind of thing. I mean, he essentially turned Jesus into a Greek god, and that was, that was what made it. Essentially, what I'm describing is as a cancerous thing, something that just
that
grows and grows
Catholic,
and grows.
Well, that was the Catholic Church. They wouldn't, because the Catholic Church and Pope wouldn't let people read
was,
the Bible.
Yeah, it was hundreds of years later.
And Luther brought it to the people.
Yep. Susan, thank you for the call. It's the end of the hour. It's the end of the show. Thanks so much for being with us today. Do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked a lot forward about the latest efforts to make it harder for people in Wisconsin to vote. 11 o'clock, the public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.